Welcome to another episode of Beer Here,
a podcast and blog found at beerhere.blogspot.com.
This past Saturday, we spent the better part of the afternoon drinking, well, let's say over 30 Belgian-style American beers.
We were at Barcade for the 8th annual Funky Fest, put on by our good friend Warren Becker. This started as a very small event where people would bring bottles of Belgian-style beer brewed by American breweries, and we would all share them. And it's since evolved into a fundraiser for the Brooklyn Animal Resource Coalition.
Bark! This year, there were over 150 different bottles of beer that were sampled by the small gathering of people, all put together by our good pal Warren Becker. Oh, hey, there's Warren right now. Warren, would you say that this event is a sort of beer secret policeman's ball?
Yes, it is. And actually, because Barcade is celebrating their 8th anniversary in October, it's even especially significant because it's obviously two months prior to the when they're going to celebrate their anniversary. So
it's a multiple celebratory event.
Exactly.
And last year we did a little podcast with you. If people have checked that out, they realize that this is not just a beer fest, but it's a fundraiser for
the Brooklyn Animal Resource Coalition. And they rescue dogs, cats, and even chickens at the Brooklyn location.
Have you ever been involved in a chicken rescue?
No, but it sounds intriguing.
I'd like to try that.
Yes, it's a chicken run.
So the concept here is you and your beer pals from the New York City beer scene all get together on this Saturday afternoon, and everybody chips in like a potluck type of deal. And the focus is on beer that is Belgian-style American brewed.
Exactly. For years and years, we were trying to get the most esoteric or interesting high-gravity, high-alcohol beers from coast to coast. And now I've seen it kind of a leveling. We've actually devoted a lot of time and effort into getting the most interesting brewed beers coast to coast, Belgian style.
Well, I definitely have sampled a lot of strange, interesting, some not so good, and some amazing beers today. But right now, what I've got in my glass is a Brooklyn, Blanche de Brooklyn, which is, I'd say it's just perfect.
Well, I would agree, and that's the whole thing. When you think about these beers and these beer styles all of a sudden becoming a popular kind of idea in terms of beers or brewing in the country, whether it's in New York or Chicago, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Los Angeles, or Portland or Seattle, when these styles become adopted and Belgian styles are not these unique styles that are just unusual, now it's already come full circle, and it's a really unique idea.
Well, you do a great job with it, and I'm sure that the animals appreciate it. And, this beer animal appreciates it, for sure.
The fact that people come and contribute and say, try this beer, or if you haven't been to this city or this brewery, to try all this stuff, that is probably the main thing about the whole fest.
Congratulations on another great job, another great year, and here's to the Funky Nine.
Well, we'll look forward to it. Great, thank you. Cheers.
Glenn, I'd consider you one of the key people in the Funky event. You're always around making sure everything is going correctly. How many Funkies have you been part of?
This is the 8th. This is our 8th year.
And what do you find to be the best qualities, the best aspects of this event?
That people bring beers that other people have not seen. So the challenge for the bringers is to bring something that you're pretty sure other people haven't had.
Can you remember one or two beers that you had today that stood out in your mind?
The Funkworks Bastogne beer, which is only available at the brewery. And maybe the Steamworks Devil beer, which is only available at the brewery. So if you weren't there, you didn't have it.
Thanks for talking to us, and thanks for all your work that you do with the event.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm at the Funky 8 at Barcade. I'm sitting next to Nate. Nate, what are you drinking there?
This is the Pretty Thing Jacques D'Or.
What do you think of it?
It's good. It's not the first time I've had it. I picked it out specifically. Yeah.
You're in town from London, where you now live, and you were also in town for last year's Funky. What brings you all the way back from London to come to the Funky?
It's actually been dumb luck. I have not specifically come back to New York for the Funky. It's just been a blessing that it happens to happen at the same time I've been here.
In a nutshell, what's your impression of the Funky festivals?
It's phenomenal. It's probably my favorite aspect of the beer community when, I mean, people come from different parts of the country and they just bring special, you know, Belgian-style American-made beers. Maybe 10% of the beers that you find at this event can be found in New York. The rest come from other parts of the country. So, yeah, people just bring very special beers that they love and share them, you know, with no agenda. Just have fun.
Well, I think the agenda is to enjoy beer and generate some funds for the Bark Animal Shelter.
Yeah, yeah.
Were there any standouts that you can remember that you had today?
There are a couple from Cascade that were very nice. Dock Street, a brewery that I had never heard of before. They're from,
I think, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, yeah. They had some nice ones.
Yeah, they had a Beer de Garde, and then what was the other one they had? Oh, a double, which is good.
A double, a quad, like a pretty good range of Belgian style beers. One Hill Farmstead beer, which I liked, was Arthur. I mean, there was a beer from Heavyweight that was interesting. Not one that you'll find again, probably, but a nice beer.
So you've already booked your flight for next year's Funky?
I've talked to Mike Lavulo, and he said that next year he will actually try to let me know what the date is so that I can try to plan for it, because, yeah, as I said, it was just dumb luck that I happened to be here for it this year.
You're smart and lucky. How's that?
It's good to be lucky, yeah.
If you want to contribute to the Brooklyn Animal Resource Coalition, go to the blogspot, beerhere.blogspot.com, and there's a link to Bark.
Next week, we'll be speaking with Anderson, the brewer at Gastropub 508.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to the beer.
Here. Cheers.